with Tony Bonds, joins me online now. Morning, Tony.
Good morning, Ollie.
Beautiful day, going to be rather warm, could get a little windy, so it should be an interesting few matches.
That's right, I'm in the bag there. I'm standing right in the bag in the middle of the ground as we talk, and I think it's going to be pretty fast ground, by the look of it. I think it's going to be pretty fast going today here in the first grade. I think we're looking forward to good matches right across the board.
Well, the first grade decided a replay of last year's thriller that went to the Pirates 40-39. This year they've played twice. Round three, the Buccaneers won in Walker, 41-19. Then Walker came down in round 12 and won 25-22.
That's
so
right.
One win each, and got lots to play for.
Look, I think you're right there, and I think the Pirates are probably playing a different Walker this year. They suffered last year's 1 point loss with some bit of disappointment, and I think they've all come back this year. So
it's a game where Pirates are chasing three premierships in a row. Walker want redemption and haven't won a premiership since 1997, so they'll be really keyed up.
And they've got close in the last few years, and each time they seem to have fallen short because of Pirates. So it'll be a great, I suppose, sweet feeling for them if they can get up today. Anyway, we'll see what happens.
It could come down to discipline and goal kicking.
Discipline, I think, is going to be an issue for, I suppose, Pirates to maintain their pattern of play without getting, I suppose, too lost in how they cope with the Walker backs. So really, it's just a matter of both sides, I guess, sticking to their game plan.
Yeah, well, it's really a real hard battle, forwards v backs, and could go either way.
That's right, exactly.
Second grade Moree have been four of the past five titles. They've won.
Yes.
They're chasing a hat-trick against their old rivals, Narrabri.
That's right. And again, who knows what might happen. Moree have had the wood on them in the last couple of games, and I think that'll be a top game as well. And they've got great depth, particularly Moree, great depth in their club, and they've got an enormous mix of talent there as well. I'm predicting that'll be a close game, but I also would say that probably on the balance of past results, etc., Moree might get away with that one.
And Farah are playing the Pirates in the under-19 Colts, both good attacking sides.
Yes, and I think, if you want to see good, exciting rugby, it's that age where it's usually demonstrated, and we'd see it year after year, down the 19s or the 18s or whatever it was we used to have. It was very exciting and very fast and uninterrupted rugby. Farah were minor premiers and they've got themselves into the grand final first, and the Pirates, they could reverse that today. Again, on past results, Farah should be the favourite there.
The inaugural women's sevens grand final, Inverell tackle Gunnedah. Both sides have put paid to the Pirates, who are the minor premiers. And Inverell contains some very exciting players, including Rhiannon Byers, who's been playing with the UNE Lions.
Yes, look, I think full credit to that Gunnedah side. I saw them beat Narrabri up at Walker in the minor semi-final, and you would have thought they'd won the World Cup, but they have come from, I suppose, a side that struggled initially, and when we get to this stage of the grand final, anything can happen. But on balance, again, you'd expect that Inverell would wrap that one up.
Now, what time do games kick off?
10:50 with the under-19s.
10:50, followed by...
By the reserves, and then we put the girls in between the reserves and first grade.
So you need to get there nice and early because all the games are going to be crackers.
That's right. I think if anybody wants a good day of rugby, they should be here for the whole day.
Righto. Many thanks, Tony, for being with us all year, and let's hope that some great, exciting rugby played today.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Larry.